It's Ross Jeffries, and welcome once again to Getting Up to Speed with Speed Seduction. This is Module 3, and in Module 3, we're going to be going over some of the smaller chunk tools of speed seduction, including embedded commands, suggestions, weasel phrases, and transwords. I want to remind you of a couple of things. First of all, again, my role is not to just read from the slides. The slides are there for you to refer to as we learn together. My job as a teacher is to really convey the concept. So the slides are really just tools for you. I may or may not read from the slides. I may include information that's not even on the slides. The other thing that I wanted to point out is that you're absolutely encouraged to spread these modules around. You can post them on Facebook, put them on your blog, use them in content as your website. The only thing I ask is that all the content is left intact, that you don't change or add anything, that the authorship is properly attributed to me, and that you leave all the links intact. And also, give it away for free. Never sell it. This is meant to be free and to be spread around. Okay? So let's get to it. I hope you'll forgive me if I sneeze a little bit. I got a little bit of a sinus thing going on, but I wanted to get this recorded and out to you. So here we go. Now that slide is out of place, so do forgive me. This should go at the end of the presentation. But these are recommendations, my Speed Seduction Home Study course. So let's skip that. You can see I'm a human being. I do make mistakes. Let's go on to the next slide. So here's a gold key understanding. As you can see, the gold key understanding here is that language structures and reflects consciousness. Now, that's a big mouthful of words. Let me try to assist you in understanding what that really means. What I mean is that we think in words. Obviously, we think in language. And therefore, the type of words that we use will structure the kind of thinking that we can do. All of the tools of speed seduction, including the ones that we're going to review in this module, are designed to do one thing, and that is to direct a woman's thinking, to capture and lead her imagination and emotions. If you want to put it a certain way, you can say I don't like the word control, but we are influencing and shaping and directing and evoking her internal representations. Let me go over this term, internal representations. What do I mean by internal representations? It's kind of a jargon-sounding word, but internal representations just mean what's going on in between the ears and inside of the neurology, inside of the physiology, inside of the body. As I've said before in a prior module, think in terms of recipes. So a woman's internal representations would include different elements. They might include what she says to herself on the inside of her head. They might include what she says out loud to herself. They might include visual imagery. They may include the flows of feeling in her body. They may include just simply sounds that she makes to herself. For example, I'll never forget that I once asked a woman, what was the moment when you first realized you were really attracted to her boyfriend? She made a sound. She went, And then she went on to talk about her first feelings of attraction. Now, that sound opened up all the circuitry in her mind and her neurology to have all the flows of feeling, all the thoughts, everything else, and then all the behavior that flowed from it. So I just looked there at the end of the evening and said, you know, it's so great when you connect with someone and you realize there's an opportunity here that you really want. Okay, and that was that. She jumped all over me. Now, the point being that there's a little bit of a sound there that she made to herself out loud that triggered everything else. So internal representations can also include external verbalization, even if it's not exactly a word. So also remember, and this is a key rule as well, whatever we get a woman to imagine is perceived by her as being her own thought. So any of the tools of speed seduction, whether it's a big, formal, long, memorized language pattern, whether it's asking the right question, whether it's using embedded commands, as we'll get into, it's all designed to capture and lead her imagination, to move her internal representations. And when women have these thoughts, it's perceived as being their own process, so they don't resist it. Does that make sense? And remember, finally, as speed seducers, we are focused not first on the behaviors we want from women, but the emotional states. And in turn, those emotional states are built of subcomponents, these little pieces that we're dealing with. So let's talk about using embedded commands and embedded suggestions. This is the building block, one of the major building blocks of my own seductions, embedded commands. Now, the beauty when you use embedded commands and really make use of embedded commands, the beauty is you can mix it with any style. Even if you decide that speed seduction is absolutely amazing, but maybe you're going to be stupid and try something else, any style of pickup, any style of seduction can be improved by orders of magnitude when you use commands and suggestions. So what do commands do? What is it that commands are designed to do? Above the general principle of capturing and leading the imagination, directionalizing a woman's physiology and brain, what do they do? Well, an embedded command can tell a listener to think in a certain way, to have a certain train of thought. So if I said to a woman, you know, when you think about what it's like to meet someone you really want to be with, and you begin to wonder, really wonder, what is it about you that would make this person come back for more, Debbie? I'm just wondering whether or not you can see that very clearly in your mind, or whether it's something that kind of bubbles beneath the surface and arises as you take action on those desires. Now, in that little bit of languaging, which I just made up, on the spot for you, there are a lot of different commands, but commands can tell a person to think a certain thing, to engage in a certain train of thought. And that includes visualizing. You could tell them to think something. You can tell them to picture something, to imagine something. All these things engage the person in a certain train of thought. Commands can also tell a listener to take some action. Go home. Act on this. Do this. So I could say, you know, when you think about what it's like to really be with someone you want to be with, and you reach that moment when you know it's time to take action on this, do you do that with a feeling of just great enthusiasm? Or do you find yourself doing this with just wild abandon? Now again, so do this, take this. Now the commands to do something can be vague. When I say do this or go for it, I'm not saying exactly what that means, or they could be very specific. They could say, I could say, go home with me, or give me that glass, or go down on me. I can give specific commands as well. And finally, commands can be used to tell the listener to feel something, to guide the listener to feel something. So I say, you know, when you imagine what it's like to feel totally connected, and you get really aroused as you feel that growing, you know, so that's a little bit of phraseology. So these are the three basic things that commands do. Examples of feeling commands. When you give a feeling command, you use the word feel, but you can also say get. So if I say feel horny or feel that connection, when you really feel that connection with someone, I could also say when you get that feeling of connection. See? So I could say feel the connection or get that feeling of connection. I could say feel aroused or get aroused. So feel, get. Also, you could say want. When you want to have something really, really hot, that's the same as saying when you feel the desire for something really, really hot. So basically, to keep it simple, feeling commands start with the word feel or the word get. Does that make sense? It's real simple. And again, this slide is just reiterating the point I just made that, feeling commands don't have to use the word feel. They can use get, or they can use want. But I want you to just keep it simple, okay? So just use get or feel. Now, what are some examples of commands to take action in the world? I prefer to give commands that don't quite tell you the specific action. Like if I say, go for this, do this now, take this opportunity, go, do, take. I'm not saying what the opportunity is. And because I'm being vague about it, it creates a suggestible state. So if I say, you know, it's time to go home with me, I could do that, but it works better for me to say, it's time to take this opportunity. It's time to go for this. It's time to realize it's on. You understand? Now, the interesting question to ask here is, well, how do you know she's going to interpret that as going home with you? Well, if you use these commands to take action, at the end of a chain of suggestions where she's feeling turned on, when she's feeling connected, then if you say, you know, it's really interesting that when you do feel that and you feel it building, a person can reach the conclusion it's time to take this opportunity to go for it, because you realize it's on. Now remember, when we're vague, when we create a blank in the imagination will fill in that blank. And if you structure this by having a lot of commands and a lot of themes and such beforehand that suggest sexual activity, her unconscious mind will interpret that command as go for taking this guy home. You understand? But you can also give specific commands. Do that. Fuck me. Blow me. Grab this. Grab this is actually vague. Grab what? Do you understand? So when we give action commands, we can be vague. Take this opportunity. Go for this. Do this. Or it could be more specific. Bring me that. Come here. Give me your hands. Come over here. Turn around. When I'm giving a demonstration to a woman, for example, we'll get the demos in a later module, but if I want her to give me her hands, I'll say, give me your hands. Come here. Turn around. You understand? So sometimes we are going to be specific, but usually we're going to be vague in what actions we want them to take. What are some examples of commands that engage a train of thought or a way of thinking? Well, you can look here and see them. I don't want to go through all of them. Again, my purpose is not to read slides. That's not very interesting. But generally, commands that engage a train of thought use words like imagine, realize, think. You understand? Imagine, picture, realize, think. If you imagine something, it's an internal thought process, right? Picture something. When you picture really, really wanting to be with someone, and you realize that's what you want now, I'm wondering just how you can let those thoughts arise. But as that's happening, you understand? That's the kind of pattern where you're using all of these. So imagine, picture, think, realize, ponder. And then you see some of these here. Let those thoughts arise. Let, allow, realize. These are all examples of commands that engage a way of thought or engage a train of thinking. Now, the advantage of engaging a train of thinking or a way of thought as opposed to just one thought is this. If you can get a woman continuing to imagine a certain train of thought, you can fire that train of thought off again with an anchor. So if I say, you know, when you imagine what it would be like to really, really be connected with someone, and you picture that in such a way that you let those thoughts continue to flow. Now, when you hear that little piece where I said, let those thoughts continue to flow, that's actually telling them to take the imagery and the thinking that they have been doing and let it keep looping around. You understand? I call that binder commands. Binder command, and I didn't include a slide on that, I'm improvising as we go along here. A binder command is any kind of command that takes a train of thought that you've sort of installed and gives a suggestion to keep looping on the thought. Now, why would we want a woman to continue to loop on a way of thinking? First of all, women loop on thinking anyway. Isn't this true? Women ruminate on a guy. I don't know, why did he do that? Why isn't he returning my call? Women will grind on thoughts over and over. Granted that this is sort of a subroutine or a subprogram of the female psyche, let's take advantage of it. Let's have her ruminate over and over and over on thoughts of wanting to jump our bones and bang our brains out. You understand? This is sort of an advanced concept, and I know I didn't put a slide on it, but I want to give you everything I can here. So there's a separate type of commands called binder commands. Those binder commands you see here, let those thoughts arise. Let those feelings get stronger. Become obsessed with those thoughts. Allow those thoughts to flow. So binder commands take the form of let, allow, etc. Notice embedded commands hide inside a sentence. Well, they're not direct commands. If I walked up to Sally and I said, think about wanting to get with me, and feel those feelings of wanting to get with me, and realize you want to do this now, Sally. It's too direct. So embedded commands are a way of sneaking commands inside of what appears to be a perfectly ordinary, innocent, you know, I might say harmless, but that implies that doing this is harmful, and it's not. But it allows you to embed, to sneak, to package all these commands inside of a nice little present that seems like an ordinary, even blasé conversation. So that's what embedded commands do. Again, here's some examples of something I call weasel phrases. I should have put a little title across the slide, weasel phrases. But these are weasel phrases. What is a weasel phrase? A weasel phrase is the tool by which you take a command and you embed it. The command by itself is not an embedded command until you put a weasel phrase in front of it. A weasel phrase allows you to conversationally sneak commands into your communication. My favorite weasel phrases are, it's not important to, and if I were to, if you were to. It's not important to. Well, notice we're not saying in what way it's not important. Who says it's not important? Not important in what way? It's very vague, and that little bit of that word to allows you to sneak the command in. So my favorite weasel phrases are, it's not important to, you don't need to, if I were to. These are all ways of sneaking in the commands. Now, I've given a bunch of examples here. I don't want to go through them, but just know that my favorites are, it's not important to, you don't need to, if you were to, if I were to. These are my top ones. So here's an example. You know, Debbie, it's not important to feel those feelings growing any faster than you realize as you begin to let that happen. That it's something that's really enjoyable, isn't it? So again, weasel phrases, as you see here, and I should have put the title weasel phrases, are designed to sneak in all these commands. Now, I'm not going to go through all these again, but you can see all these are variations on giving the command feel horny. And of course, these work with any kind of commands. Here's an example of how you use embedded commands strung together. One of the things I want to suggest before I get to this example is you want to use these tools working together. Don't just give one command. Give as many as you can in a way that makes the sentence linguistically understandable. You don't want to do only commands, obviously. Excuse me, this is real world here. Okay, here's an example. Now, one thing we're doing here is we're putting this in quotes. I'm not saying directly to her. I'm not saying I think when a person. I'm quoting my friend. And remember, when you use quotes, it lets you take some of the most outrageous things that you normally couldn't get away with saying, and it makes it okay, because it's not like you're saying it directly to your subject, the woman, however you want to put it. So let's use this example. My friend said, I think when a person begins to feel horny, and think about where it leads, you don't have to let those thoughts get really strong and imagine what's on your mind. Instead, I find when I just go for it, let it happen naturally, that's when you feel right about this. So we can look at these commands here, just slowing down, because I'm throwing a lot at you. Look at these commands. We have a feeling command, feel horny. Then we have think about where it leads. Now think about where it leads. I'm not telling her how to think about where it leads. I'm not telling her what to visualize or what to feel or any of that. I'm just telling her to think about it. Because it's a very vague command that has to do with thinking, she's going to fill in the blank in a way that feels natural for her. If I said, think about me pulling off your sweater and licking your huge nipples, that may not be what she's visualizing. So it may not be a match and the whole thing gets thrown out. So instead, when I'm vague, when I deliver the thinking command, think about where it leads. Well, she has to fill in the blanks with her own fantasy. Maybe her fantasy is being thrown on the couch, bent over, and having me sing the Star Spangled Banner while I finger her. I don't know what her fantasy is, but by keeping it vague, she'll fill in the blank. And therefore, and this is so crucial, if you guys get this, your power and success with women will skyrocket. Because she's filling in that blank with her own fantasy, it matches what she wants to act on. So I don't have to worry about resistance. And then we see we have a binder command. The binder command is let those thoughts get really strong. So now I've not just told her to have the thoughts, now I'm telling her to let the thoughts build in power. You understand? Do you have to use binder commands? No, but when you use binder commands, it's not important to use binder commands in a way that allows you to think about where binder commands could lead and let those thoughts really run strongly in your mind. See, so binder commands ensure that that little flash of thinking sexually doesn't fall away. It's not a temporary vapor that evaporates and goes away. It ensures that that work is repeated through this command. I really like binder commands. Then imagine what's on your mind. Again, that's a command to think, but we're being vague. I'm not saying imagine me stripping off your clothes, coating you with oil, and throwing you in the swimming pool. Okay, it's vague. And when you're vague with commands, when you use commands in a way that is vague, then they fill in the blank. Now I'm giving an action command. Just go for it. That's a command to take an action. And again, I'm being vague. Go for it in what way? What does that mean? And again, she fills in the blank, you see? So it's not resisted. Let it happen naturally. Again, let it happen. It's a command to take the action. And look at the implication. When you say let it happen, that implies that she's not even doing it, that it's just something that's so powerful, she can't even resist it, right? Allow it to happen. Let it happen. Find it happening. That implies that it's happening outside of her conscious awareness and control. So she just has to sit back. She doesn't even have to take responsibility for doing it. It just happens all on its own. So, you know, it's not her fault she's acting sexually, you see? So that also dissipates the idea that she's taking responsibility for it. That's when you feel right about this. Now, that's a feeling command. Now, notice what I did. I put it at the end of the sentence. Why did I put it at the end of the sentence? Because even though I'm giving her all these thoughts and I'm giving her these vague commands to take action, where she's filling in the blank and it's going to match what she wants to do, I still want to ensure there's no last-minute resistance or buyer remorse. So I'm not only guiding her to think and to visualize and to take certain actions, I'm now guiding her and telling her how to interpret all this. So while she's doing it, she feels good about doing it. You see what we're doing? You see the package of what we're doing here. We're having her create these thoughts and feelings. We're giving her commands to build on it and keep looping on it. We're giving her commands to take action on all those thoughts and feelings. And then we're telling her how to interpret her taking action on it. It's really wicked clever and very powerful. And I think you're starting to get what this means. Think in terms of a Trojan horse. I like to think in terms of metaphors. Metaphors help you organize the material in your mind in such a way that you find yourself acting on it and using embedded commands. See? So think in terms of a Trojan horse. You know the story of the Trojan horse where Troy was being besieged by the Greeks and the walls of Troy were impenetrable. So the Greeks came up with an idea. They were going to create a huge wooden horse and hide soldiers inside of it. Now, the reason they created a horse is that the Trojan people were very well known as horsemen. They were famous with cavalry and being great on horses. So the Greeks appealed to their ego. They offered a gift. The Trojans opened up the gates of Troy, opened the walls, and then late at night when the Trojans were drunk and celebrating, the Greek soldiers snuck out of the horse and opened up the walls, and that was the end. So think of embedded commands as sort of operating like as the soldiers. The embedded commands are the soldiers that are going to do the dirty work, but the way of delivering the soldiers are the weasel phrases. The weasel phrases are like the Trojan horse that lets us deliver the embedded commands. Let's talk about delivering commands. Now, you've heard me doing it as I've been narrating this module and teaching this module. I will say I'm leaning on it a little bit so you can hear it. Not just that you will react to it unconsciously, but you can actually observe me doing it and hear it. So everything I'm doing here in this module, what you need to do is bring down the intensity anywhere from 25 to 50% in the real world. And that's enough for the unconscious to get it. If you just bring down the intensity by about 50%, women will get it unconsciously and have all the responses you want. My intention as I teach you is not for you to just have the unconscious response. I want you to consciously observe it so you have something to model. But there are a couple of ways that you can do embedded commands. First of all, and let me go out of order in the slide, I think the most important thing is to pause just a little bit just before you deliver a command. So I say, you know, it's not important to really let those thoughts happen. But as you do that, so I'm pausing just a little bit, and the other thing I'm doing is very slightly lowering my volume. When you pause and when you lower the volume, it draws attention towards what you're doing. You see? So what you can do with commands is write out a list of them and practice delivering them out loud and just slightly pausing between the weasel phrase and the command, slightly lowering your volume. That's what I recommend. Now, some NLP practitioners recommend you give a command tonality, like when you do that. It's true that commands, when you give a command in the real world, there's a difference saying, will you hand me that pencil, and hand me that pencil, or will you hand me the pencil? But I don't like to give commands with that command tonality slanting downward, because that begins sometimes to raise the unconscious response of resistance. There are some times where I will deliver commands with a commanding tonality. If I'm in that part of a seduction where I'm giving a woman a demonstration, if I need her to give me her hands, I'm not going to say, "Will you give me your hands?" I'm going to say, "Give me your hands," or "Come here, stand here, turn around, move that way." Okay, it's strong, but it's not like "Come here." It's "Come here." It's short and clipped. So generally speaking, if you're delivering a command that tells her to feel something or think something or take an action that's vague, let that happen. Find yourself acting on it. I don't really give that command downward tonality. The only time I'm going to give that strong commanding tonality is when I'm giving a demonstration. Come here, stand here, go over here. Does that make sense? So when I'm telling them to take a specific action, stand here, come here, kiss me, then I'm going to be commanding. You understand? And the other thing I want to say that all these tools should be used subtly. In the beginning, whether out of fear or enthusiasm, guys tend to really lean on it, and that's a mistake. You really don't have to put too much power in this. Instead of thinking of yourself as a wrestler who's going to slam your opponent into the ground, think of an Aikido master or a Tai Chi master, how he uses just a little bit of his own force, maybe an ounce, you know, flowing effortlessly. You're going to use the person's own momentum, their own neurological momentum is going to create the seduction. Remember, they're supplying everything. You're not telling them exactly what to visualize or exactly what to think. They're going to fill in the blanks, so relax, don't worry about it. Be subtle. Use just a little bit of your power and emphasis, and you'll get much better results. That's the cool thing. Embedded suggestions. What's the difference between an embedded command and an embedded suggestion? When do you use embedded suggestions? Unlike embedded commands, which tell a person to engage in a train of thought, to take action, to feel things, embedded suggestions are more telling people how to interpret what's happening. So embedded suggestions offer a way for people to understand what's happening, to interpret what's happening. They take the form of "it's X," where X is whatever interpretation you want them to have, or "that's X." So for example, I'll give a chain of suggestions. Strike that, I'm sorry. I'll give a chain of commands. At the end of it, I'll say, "But just because you feel that doesn't mean it's on tonight." And when I give a suggestion, I give a little head nod like this. "Just because you're feeling aroused doesn't mean it's on." Or, "Just because you're feeling aroused doesn't mean that's happening now." You understand? So embedded suggestions are used at the end of a chain of embedded commands. They're designed to help the person interpret what it means. What is the meaning of things happening? Some people really need that. There are some women who are so ultimately meaning-based that even though you have all these things happening and you're urging them to go for it, suggesting, commanding that they go for it, they still need that little extra push. The other great thing about the embedded suggestion is when you say, "It's on tonight," or "That's happening now," when you do that little head nod, it's very subtle. It's like, "That's happening. It's on." When you do that, if they go like this back, that's her unconscious nod of acceptance saying, yes, she's in, she's on with it, okay? So you see some of the suggestions here. Again, I don't want to read from the slide, you can see them. So the embedded suggestions would happen at the end of a chain of embedded commands. Here's an example here. The commands are in blue, the suggestions are in red, okay? So this is one where I will read it since I gave you the example. So I'll say, "Just because a person's starting to feel that, really realize you want it, doesn't mean it's on tonight." It would be really presumptuous for a person to feel that building and recognize it's happening. So again, you see the unconscious head nod. Now, what kind of commands are we giving? The commands are in blue. Feel that? Feeling command. Say it with me. You want it? Well, actually, you want it. You could make an argument that you want it is a suggestion, but I think it's command. What is the command? To want it. Doesn't mean it's on tonight. It's on tonight is a suggestion. It's telling her what all this communication means. It means that it's on. Notice the suggestion is vague. It doesn't say sexual intercourse with you and I is on tonight. It's vague. It would be really presumptuous for a person to feel that building. Well, feel that building is actually not only a feeling command, it's sort of a binder command. Because you're not just telling her to feel it, you're telling her to feel it building. And if she's going to feel it building, that means it's an ongoing process. It doesn't say feel it building for a minute or feel it building for a second. Do you understand? And recognize it's happening. Now, you could say to me, well, Ross, recognize, isn't that a thinking command? Aren't you really giving her a thinking command when you say recognize? Yeah, we're splitting hairs here. In a sense, recognize it's happening is both a command to think, but it's also a suggestion telling her to interpret the events. Well, the reason she's feeling and thinking all this is it's happening and it's on. Let's talk a little about trance words. Now remember, the divisions I'm making with these tools are not cut and dry. They're not black and white. Often, even usually, the tools will overlap. Commands will use trance words. Trance words are words that tend to create an internal focus, but not only that, they engage the right brain. They engage the more hypnotic mechanisms, the visual mechanisms in the mind, or those mechanisms which imply that something is happening outside of their conscious control, or that are activating the childlike right brain. So, for example, realize, wonder, imagine, ponder, consider, conclude. When you wonder, really wonder what it will be like to master embedded commands, and you imagine all the good things that will flow from women as a result of that, I'm not sure just how clearly you can ponder how exciting that will be, but you might allow yourself to consider that it feels really wonderful. So trance words are words that engage the imagination, engage the fantasy mechanisms, if you will. You know, when I tell you to picture how great it'll be to master embedded commands, it's engaging your fantasy mechanisms. So these are really great ways to engage a woman's fantasy mechanisms, to bypass the critical left brain, to engage the right brain. Also, I just want to say, there are also what I would call trance phrases. Trance phrases, and I don't want you to get too mucked up here, trance phrases imply a lack of conscious, willful acting. They imply that you just couldn't resist it. For example, find yourself. When you find yourself using embedded commands and you allow that to happen, now when you find yourself doing something, what does that imply? Well, it implies that you couldn't help it, that you just had to take action. And that implies that it's coming from a deeper level of the mind. So just a little backtrack here. There are also trance phrases like find yourself. Trance words are in green in this example. When you picture what it would be like to have a wild adventure, you don't need to see it clearly and imagine it's so good. What's important is you can wonder, really wonder. How can you find the courage to get that it's on and take action now? Now you'll see there are other commands and suggestions in here. I just want you to look at the trance words. Picture, imagine, wonder, really wonder. And I'll, if you really want to get good at this, what I would do is pause this presentation and write down where you find the commands and the suggestions. So here's what I'd like you to do as an assignment. The first thing I want you to do is, what are the states of mind? What are the emotional states you would like a woman to feel around you, okay? What are the kind of thoughts you would like a woman to think about you? What are the kind of actions you would like a woman to take? Okay, that's the first thing. List the feelings, the thoughts, and the actions. Then for each of these, write out one command for each of them. You get it? Then I want you to write out the weasel phrases you'll use to embed them. It's not important to. If you were to, you can. You don't need to. You shouldn't. You understand? And then I want you to write out two or three sentences that put it all together. If you're a member of the coaching club, what I want you to do is go into the members forum, log in, and under the category, I want you to create a category that says up to speed assignments. I want you to post your assignment and I'll critique it. And bonus points, add in an embedded suggestion at the end. Embedded suggestions are not part of the assignment, but I'd like you to try it. Second assignment, go out in the real world and try to get caught. I want you to try to get caught. My original mentor said to me, when I said, aren't I going to get caught? He said, they don't get it. They don't get it. Consciously, they never get it. If you're subtle, they'll never get it. So my challenge is, you know, using what you put together in your first assignment, go out and try it 5 times with women in the real world. And if you're already using a different school of seduction, if you're using a different style of pickup, integrate these commands into your other style and see how it improves things. add the commands and suggestions into the style you might already be using. So I want you to do that, and I want you to write down what happened and report back to me. Okay, that's the end of this module. And again, the recommended product is my Speed Seduction Home Study Course. Go to www.speedseduction.biz. And as always, give me your feedback about this module. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you in the next module.